We're spending our time looking at the 30 imperatives, the 30 parenting imperatives, and today is number 9, raising a responsible child. It's important to raise a responsible child, but to raise a responsible child, you've got to give that child responsibility and hold them accountable.
Listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. We're going down this list of 30 imperatives of parenting. We've covered 8 of them, including one program where we summarized all 30 of them, and you can listen to that online at parentingonpurpose.org. And we're on number 9 today. It's going to take us a couple weeks to go through a lot of them, and there's probably more than 30, but there's definitely not just 2 or 3. There's a lot more than that, and you have to be intentional about them, too. So, yeah, today we're talking about responsibility. That's pretty important.
It is important. Why? I think responsibility is probably in the top 3 or 4. It just happens to be 9 on our list. Mm-hmm. And I think responsibility follows some other things that we'll talk about in a minute. But if we don't think responsibility is important, then we won't go to the effort to give our children responsibility and hold them accountable. You said, I think responsibility is important. Why do you think that?
Well, because then you can't keep a job, for example.
Ooh.
I had a friend growing up and he kept getting fired. And I'm thinking, why? He's the nicest guy, and I know he works hard, and it was because he came late every single day, and every job he couldn't come to work on time.
Well, he chose not to. Yes.
Yeah. And I thought, didn't your mom ever teach you, to wake up on time, be at school on time? I mean, how'd you survive school?
Well, maybe his mom got him up every time, and there's nobody to get me out of bed, drag me out of bed, throw water out, whatever it is. Nobody. I think, in fact, I've written a book, Ready for Responsibility.
I think one of
the most important things we teach a child is to be personally responsible. I actually think there are so many things in that component. I mean, that's why we have them and work through them with the process of the science project, for instance. But it starts like this. It starts with the small child. And when the small child, we make them know that no means no, and we consistently do that. We're beginning the process of helping that child accept responsibility for his or her behavior. I have said no. If I've said no consistently and my no means no, that means every time you do a no thing, you know there's a consequence. And you bear the responsibility. You can be responsible and walk away from touching that you're not supposed to touch at 2 years old, which a 2-year old is going to touch it.
Right.
Or you can learn the process. I am responsible not to do that because I was told not to. And then you expand their world, mm-hmm. because responsible people get employed. Responsible people stay employed. Responsible people finish what they're called to do. I was in graduate school for a long time, and there were a bunch of us in graduate school together. And it was interesting that we finished the coursework. And I would say it's not an exaggeration to say in my particular program, most of the people in the doctoral program were smarter than me. Mm-hmm. And I remember how smart they were in statistics. With 5 statistics courses, I had no idea what we were talking about most of the time. It was brutal. And yet when it came time to accept the responsibility to write a dissertation, the year of research and then the year of writing, it's amazing how many of them were not responsible enough to do that. They were responsible enough for the week-to-week course and the semester papers and the semester exams and keeping them in a nice little tight box there to do that. But when you're on your own and no one's checking on you except your committee every now and then, but it's a self-motivated thing, you got to go after this. It's amazing that the vast majority never finished.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the process here, I want to raise a responsible child, because people who are responsible end up getting great responsibilities to accomplish in their life. Somebody said to me, a friend, it's been a very interesting time of my life because some high school friends have located me now because of the internet world. And one of them said, I never expected you to write a book. How did you write a book? I mean, you're not the guy
you?
In high school.
Bobby
yeah.
Barnes?
Yes, thank you very much. Now you're going to insult me too here, Ruthie. I never expected you to write a book. And he said, and I said, I never wrote a book. I wrote a chapter, and I finished the chapter. And then the next couple of weeks, I wrote another chapter, and then another chapter. I broke it down and accepted the responsibility to graph it out, break it down, knock it out. And I think, and I remember Dr. Wendell Holley at Tyndale House telling me, everybody has a book inside them. They just aren't responsible enough to get it out of them.
Right.
And so I want to raise a responsible child. I think it's incredibly important. If you're not able to be responsible for your behavior, your thought life, your fantasy world, then you're unmarriageable. If you're not able to be responsible for the tasks you need to do, you're probably unemployable.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things that are so important, I need to help my child go out of the house being personally responsible.
And you're not talking you just tackled something here, not just tasks and things to do, but your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
and being responsible for how you express yourself and your behaviors and stuff.
All of life is basically boils down to accepting the responsibility for my behavior. Now, we're in a culture that says, well, it's not my fault. It's not fair. Somebody else, everybody else does it.
And you can sue everybody for everything.
But those are the people that don't succeed in life. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that whine and blame things on other people. Mm-hmm. I have to help my child accept responsibility. And the way to help my child accept responsibility is to give them responsibility that they're responsible for. One of them, and you've taken on both, one of them may be behavioral or math responsibility. Every time you talk like that to your sister, this is what's going to happen. But that's responsibility for your impulses, or that's responsibility for relationships, or that's responsibility for some areas of behavior. But there's another area of behavior, and that is to give them the responsibility of a task, and that would be a chore. We used to have chores. We don't have chores anymore for some reason in our planet anymore. And you know, the farmer had to have kids to get the chores done, and they didn't get paid to do the chores. They lived there and ate there. That's why they did the chores. And it's probably why the farmer had 12 kids. They were 12 free employees.
Yeah.
So it got it done. Why do you think today parents don't give their kids chores? Any thoughts on that?
I think we just, the idea of, and we've been tempted to do this even in my house, the idea of wanting them to just love their life and enjoy their childhood to the maximum so that they can just remember it as a happy time. Mm-hmm. As if chores makes a child miserable. I mean, it does for like the 20 minutes that they have to do it, but you know.
So I want my children to be happy, but I want them to be happy by learning that they are responsible individuals and can be mm-hmm. counted on for things. I also want my children to be a part of this house. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just a boarder. You're not a contributor. And I want my children, the goal, send them out of the house ready. And that means responsible mm-hmm. rather than, okay, now you're done and you leave. And let me tell you something, the world's going to hold you accountable and responsible. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to prepare them for that, but I wanted them to feel good that they could get it done.
Mm-hmm. How do you do? I mean, you know, the temptation, especially for some of us perfectionist moms, is that the chores are never done correctly. So I have to do it all. I mean, and it happened to me even this past weekend. One of the chores was sweeping the ground floor, and I even helped. I did all the barn's wood do's and everything, and I ended up having to do it all over again. You know, and I'm thinking, is it totally worth it? Should I do something else? Because,
well, you have to decide. You know? You have to decide that what the chore is. Is the purpose of the chore, I have to get this task done. And if I have to get this task done with perfection, then my children are in the way. Is the chore, I have to get this task done quickly because of time, then time is everything to you. We have to each decide that training is why we're here. Of those three T's, the task done, timing, time is so limited, or training. But let's back up a minute. If the farmer used all his kids in the barn, the farmer must have known that these children can learn to do this if they're held accountable, and learn to do this with excellence if they're held accountable. So we will get there. But initially, our children are not getting it done right. One is because we let them get away with not getting it done right, and the other is their children. So I think you start with a chore and teach excellence with the chore. You know, the chore we started with Roey when he was five was take the garbage out on Saturday mornings and Wednesday mornings, ideally Friday nights and Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. And you know that if he didn't take it out by 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning and 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, I took the garbage out. That just means he washed the garbage can out when the garbage was empty. If I had
five.
To take it out when he was five, you know what? He got it. It took him a month and a lot of tears from Rosemary saying he's not going to get this. And it took him sitting down in the driveway in his soccer uniform after the garbage was emptied one day, saying, I have to go to soccer practice. And I'm saying, you have to go to soccer practice after you've washed out this garbage can, which, by the way, takes about 3 or 4 minutes if you get at it. I can't, I'll be late. You'll be late if you keep arguing with me. But family comes before anything we're playing, anything else we're doing. Mm-hmm. And getting that ingrained in him, because the responsibility is not really the garbage taking out. The responsibility is choosing to remember to take the garbage out. And I didn't continually remind him, you know what today is, you know what today is, you know what today is. Because if I think it's about the garbage, if I really think it's about getting this task accomplished, I'll do it. If I think it's about getting the task accomplished because you have the same temperament I do with perfection, then I don't just want the garbage out. I want the garbage out with the handles facing to the northwest, perfectly squared in the southeast corner of the driveway. So it's perfect and there. No, just let's get the garbage out and realize, you know, over a period of time, how could you walk by that piece of paper that was on the sidewalk as you walked out there? No, not that. Saying, Rob, let's get that paper. Awesome that you got that paper. That's awesome. You took the garbage and you picked up the paper. I know you didn't throw that paper down here, but it's our house. And building into them a sense of responsibility so that my children can and have and do go out the door to today as adults and are incredibly responsible. Because you made a statement early on, it's amazing how many people have great degrees and on paper look great and are too irresponsible to get the job done. Mm-hmm. And their boss is saying, I need this report by Friday. And really, when my boss says I need this report by Friday, Thursday is when it ought to be in. Mm-hmm. So that there's nobody wondering, okay, Friday by noon, it's 12:01. No, Thursday before close of the day, mm-hmm. have it done. Where the boss looks and says, you get it, man. You just get it. I want to raise a child who's so responsible that you want to hire this child. But that means placing responsibility in their lives and holding them accountable.
Now, I understand the whole, you know, you take pride in your work and all that, and that's part of responsibility. How do you instill that in your kids, though? Being proud of
taking
chores,
the garbage
out. Yeah.
No, I think we got to get in our head that no kid is going to listen to this now with mom on the way home from school, and the child's going to say, you know, mom, do you hear what he says? That makes sense. Give me some chores. I need chores.
Let me take the garbage out.
I don't have enough chores, and I want to develop into a responsible human being. I'm 7 years old. Give me some chores. Bring it on. Let me do something. They're not going to do that, and I don't think we're going to take a lot of pride in taking the garbage out. But what I have to do is get jacked up when they take the garbage out. What I have to do is not get demeaning when they don't take the garbage out. Mm-hmm. Withdrawal of my love is not part of the consequence. Mm-hmm. But now we're stopping. The world stops. The soccer chair is on the driveway. We go nowhere. I'm sitting in it until you get this done. 3 or 4 minutes and we're done. It would have been easier to take the garbage out than to do this consequence. But if I think it's about the garbage, it's not. And it's also about the relationship. So as he got older, we expanded and changed it when he was in high school. And it started in middle school. When you take the garbage out, the Wednesdays and Saturdays that you forget, which as he got older, it was rare. But when he forgot, you no longer have to wash the garbage anymore. Garbage can out. You have to wash my car. You can now reach. You have to wash my car.
Wow.
And watching us get to the point where he washed my car, life stopped on a Wednesday after school till he washed my car, or on a Saturday after garbage was empty till he washed my car. And I would have to go find him, and he would never be there ready to do it. And I would think, you know, you're going to have to do this. Why aren't you there? But no, I'm not going to give you that lecture. And then there was in about 10th grade, I pull into the driveway and I had to take the garbage out. It's a Wednesday. I had to take the garbage out that day. So I know he's washing the car and I'm going to have to find him. And I didn't have to find him. He's in the driveway shooting hoop with the hose in the bucket waiting. And when he was there with the hose in the bucket waiting, a miracle had taken place. He knows what he has
wow.
to do. He's accepting the responsibility for his behavior. I went in the house, get out of my coat and tie, came back out and helped him wash the van. And he said to me, why are you helping? He waited a while. And why are you helping? We're laughing a little bit. I said, we're helping because you're an adult today. This is adult behavior. Rob, you live with me. You know I'm not perfect. No one's perfect, but we have to accept the responsibility for our behaviors rather than excuse somebody. Didn't have time. Not my fault. This. Except everybody wants to be with people. Accept the responsibility for their behavior. When you accept the responsibility for your behavior, we're on the same team. I'm here to wash the van with you. That was a huge moment. We're hosing each other down while we're washing the van and we're laughing. I don't expect perfection. I expect you to accept the responsibility for your behavior. But as a parent, I have to accept the responsibility to teach responsibility so that you want to hire my child. So my child goes out, no excuse living, and can do the things he needs to do. And his wife doesn't say, you didn't pay the bills again? I want to be the one to teach responsibility so his first employer or his first spouse doesn't have to do that for him.
How about maybe the child that leans more towards laziness? How do you get them to be more, bring it on, I want to be responsible as an adult?
No one wants to bring it on and be responsible. The way you help the child do that is the consequence has to be greater than the chore they don't get done. Once I realize, I don't want to do this. I don't want to get out. But if I don't go through this whole house and empty all the garbage cans and I really don't want to do this and I don't do this, I'll be washing the car. I'm there. I'm done. I'm doing it. Then here it is. When all of a sudden they don't wait till the last minute, when the garbage has to be out by 7 a.m. on Wednesdays, or I'm emptying the garbage myself, I'm going through the house upstairs and downstairs and putting it out there. When they don't wait till the last minute and then run to the car to go to school, when all of a sudden you see them doing it on a Tuesday night and you see them say, what are you doing? He says, oh, I'm taking the garbage out. I said, oh, cool. Here, let me help you with that. And all of a sudden you're jacked up and you're helping them a little bit, not doing it for them, helping them a little bit and showing them, this is it. You're getting it done early. And then when they're done, and you say, I was proud of you today. I was proud of you. You didn't wait till the last minute. You knocked it home. I know it doesn't mean anything to you. It means a lot to me. We are sending irresponsible people off to college and wondering why they're not making it. This is not about a task called take the garbage out. This is about a training to raise a responsible adult.
You've been listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and we're tackling these 30 imperatives to parenting. Today, talking about number 9, raising a responsible child by giving them responsibility. So if you want to hear today's program again, all the other ones ones on the list so far. You can listen to them for free, even download them with the corresponding blog at parentingonpurpose.org. You can also find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries. Support the children's homes there by sending a simple text of two letters, SH, and sending it to 41518. That'll send a one-time $10 donation to support the children's homes. Or you can purchase resources on the ministry website online at shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. We hope you'll join us next week as we continue this list of the 30 imperatives of parenting here on Parenting on Purpose.